Krishna. Good morning for those of you in North America. I'm happy to be back and have this opportunity to be with you. I wanted to make a few preliminary announcements before we begin this morning. And that is, as I mentioned in the mail out, that I'm going to adjust with a new schedule. And the schedule which I've decided on is that I will have online sessions 4 times a week. However, on Monday and Wednesday, Monday being for North America and Wednesday being for Eastern Europe, my intention will be to more or less focus on a japa session, especially because I believe there are many devotees who are now back to a work schedule. And therefore, I would like to provide this this service to focus on giving as much time as possible for japa. And I won't speak very long. I'll speak maybe 15 minutes and then we'll chant japa together. And then on Saturday and Sunday, on Saturday for North America and Sunday for East Europe, we'll have a class and japa both, because it's the weekend, and I hope that will be a satisfactory arrangement, at least from here on. That's how I plan to organize the sessions. 4 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. And as I said, Monday, Wednesday, more focus on japa and less time speaking. And on Saturday and Sunday, more focus on speaking, and just as much time on japa. So I do have a request, and that is the schedule which I'm following, or which I have been following, is that in North America it's 7:15 in the morning, and if some of you feel that you'd like to have it earlier, that's fine with me. It's no problem for me because it's right now it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I want to be there during your japa time for Monday and Wednesday. And if you feel that way, just you can make a notation in the chat session. Wherever it's, I think, yes, chat there. and I'll take that into account, but also please take into account that some devotees in North America are also on the West Coast. So if you want it earlier, that means it's earlier than 4:15 in the morning for them. And but please say so. Present your own wishes, and I'll adjust accordingly. So otherwise, the schedule will remain as it is, both on Monday and on Saturday for North America. That's it for my announcements, which already took some time. And for me to go back and to and summarize where we are, we'd probably take the whole session, probably even more than the whole session. Dara, I have a bigger screen now, so when you write it, a chat, I can read it very easily. So Dara said, it's very nice, the schedule as it is now. I just saw it. one comment that was there. And the last verse and that we spoke on, if I remember correctly, I did check. I went online because my memory sometimes evades me. I believe it was the verse about the, I talked about pain and how to reconcile that pain is the highest bliss. And we were speaking from the verse, which was text 167, like the distressed crying of the chatuka birds on the cloudless day of the rainy season, or the lamenting of a flock of chakravaki birds when parted from their husbands at night. The sankirtan of the Lord's names arises when one is burdened by too much pain. I'm not going to discuss that. We gave a long talk about that, but that was the last session that I believe we had when we reverted back to the first part of Brihad Bhagavatamrita. We described the scenario when Krishna was experiencing great separation and when there was an arrangement to bring him to Nava Vrindavan, and then the series of events that happened in Nava Vrindavan and the observation of those events which caused pain to Narada Muni, because Narada Muni was embarrassed because he felt that he caused too much pain for Krishna. And then Krishna then called Narada Muni, tell him please to come in. He shouldn't stay outside. I have something to say to him about the pain that he caused me. And then the Lord thanked Narada Muni for that evoking those memories in him about his very confidential devotees in Braj, and described that he considered this the most wonderful service and thanked him for that. And that was an indication, that in itself and the other examples that we gave of how, and we gave other examples that Sanatana Goswami gave about pain and how the apparent suffering of a devotee in feelings of separation is actually the highest bliss. And we gave examples that Sanatana Goswami uses in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And I believe we also explained how these things, and we quoted Sanatana Goswami, cannot be really fully understood when spoken just simply in words, but to actually fully understand it, they can only manifest in the experience that a devotee has by the mercy of the Lord and by the mercy of the devotees of the Lord. Brief summary, that was our last topic. And the next verse, I think we read it, but we didn't speak about it. If we spoke about it, I don't remember. That's text 168. The wonderfully varied sweetness of Sankirtan. Om Agyanatim Arandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmanitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Ukam Koroti Vachalam Pangum Mangayate Garim Yat Kripatam Bande Shri Guru Taranam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nikti Namane Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pacharane Niravishesha Shanyavari Vastya Chadevi Sitarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasiddhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Text 168. The wonderfully varied sweetness of Sankirtan emerges only by the mercy shown in various wonderful ways by the Lord. The wonderful ocean of the varied rasas of pastimes. This sweetness one can never truly achieve by one's own endeavor. I'm going to read it one more time. The wonderfully varied sweetness of Sankirtan emerges only by the mercy shown in various wonderful ways by the Lord, the wonderful ocean of the various rasas of pastimes. This sweetness one can never truly achieve by one's own endeavor. Commentary. The devotees who prefer meditation to Sankirtan might argue that chanting in full view of the public is risky in several ways. Envious people may try to interfere. One may succumb to the allurement of popularity. One may not have the required physical strength, or one may be too sick to chant properly. These dangers do not arise when a devotee simply concentrates on the Supreme Lord in a secluded place. This is their argument. In answer to this objection, the Vaikuntha messengers say that Nam Sankirtan cannot be disrupted by obstacles, for it develops by the mercy of the Lord, not by one's own endeavor. No one can take away that which a devotee has gained as a gift from the Lord. This is true not only for Sankirtan, but for all the nine methods of bhakti. The first thing that came to my mind when I read this purport was the verse, Ayur Harati Vaipungsan Udyad Yasya Charyaro. So I don't know why it came to my mind, but it came to my mind because I was thinking that the verse says that both by rising and setting the sun decreases the duration of life for everyone except for one who utilizes the time for discussing pastimes of the all good personality of Godhead. The reason why I thought of that is that sun takes away the duration of life for everyone. But the sun cannot take away the life of a devotee who has given his time, his mind, his thoughts, and his words to Krishna. And because a devotee who gives his mind, his thoughts, his words in the service of Krishna gets the benefits from Krishna, that Krishna obviously delivers him from the repetition of birth and death. Krishna gives him gives himself ultimately for one who is fully absorbed in thoughts and remembrance of him, then anything Krishna gives can't be taken away by anyone else. Somehow that verse was one verse that came to my mind, and I started to look for different references of that verse, statements that Srila Prabhupada made in that connection. I just wanted to read one of them, although I found several of them. Prabhupada's last... The last paragraph of the purport of that verse, he says, the ultimate end of Vedic knowledge is to realize the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaishta Sayavayar Aham Eva Vedya. There is guarantee of money being returned if given in charity, regardless of the proportion. Similarly, a moment passed in the association of a pure devotee by hearing and chanting the transcendental messages of the Lord is a perfect guarantee for eternal life or returning home back to Godhead. Madhama gatva purna janma na vichite. In other words, a devotee of the Lord is guaranteed eternal life. A devotee's old age or disease in the present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life. And then Prabhupada says in the lecture, so ayur harati vai pungsam, the sunshine, sunrise, and sunset means decreasing our life. It is a very nice example. The sun's business is to take away a portion of your span of life. That is business. But he cannot take away the portion of the life of a devotee, because a devotee is going to live. This Krishna consciousness movement is to give a living entity a permanent span of life. Uttama shloka vartaya. Uttama shloka is Krishna. So one example Srila Prabhupada gave, how whatever Krishna gives, nothing can be taken away. No one can take it away. As Sanatana Goswami also explains in the commentary, that there are no obstacles to a devotee. Anything that he receives by the mercy of the Lord cannot be taken away by any circumstances. We were also, in our previous talks, I remember speaking once on the topic that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave about how Krishna, in the form of his name, he takes initiative. And we spoke about what does that mean, that Krishna takes initiative. What is it that evokes Krishna to take initiative, to give something to his devotee? And of course, we know that Krishna, in many places, in Bhagavad Gita, he says he takes initiative to those who are always absorbed in thoughts of him, takes initiative to those devotees who are always endeavoring to serve him. He takes initiative, and we gave so many different examples. In other words, Krishna takes initiative to give not only realizations, but to give himself to those who are absorbed in thoughts. And it also led me to think that just as Krishna takes initiative, Krishna's associates, and we also use this as an example, Krishna's associates can also take initiative. They can also give mercy on behalf of the Lord, and his eternal associates are ready and accessible to those who are absorbed in thoughts, especially attracted to their mode of service, who are especially attracted not only to their mode of service, but by their devotee's offering of prayers and by his offering his heart and his thoughts. So just as Krishna, in the form of his name, takes initiative, and we also gave the example when we talked on that topic, how Srimati Radharani, she took initiative for by sending Gopakumara to the Mathura Brahman. And just as Srimati Radharani takes initiative, there are also intimate associates of the Lord, such as Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. They are all accessible, and they also can take initiative to the devotees who pray to them sincerely. And when they take initiative, they also give something which they have to the devotee, sincere devotee, who is absorbed in thoughts of them and remembering them and praying to them, very much dependent on their mercy, knowing without their mercy, and I can't achieve my desired destination. I need mercy. I need recommendations. I need strength. I need help. If I look at my own qualifications and even dealing with my own faults, lack of desire, a lack of determination, bad qualities, I understand that I have no hope for access. No hope. I need mercy. And therefore, when a devotee becomes more absorbed in these thoughts and prays, then certainly these associates of the Lord can also take initiative and on behalf of the Lord, on behalf of the object of their worship, they can provide help and assistance for us to overcome the obstacles which we have to confront in this material world. And it made me think of a reference that was given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and I'll stop here because I'm going past my 15-minute talk, but it made me think of a reference that I oftentimes quote and I really like, and it's Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Bhagavat, its philosophy, its ethics, and its theology. It's a quote from him. And he says, do the spiritual masters, after they disappear, bestow their mercy upon the living entities? The souls of great thinkers of bygone ages, who now live spiritually, often approach an inquiring spirit and assist him in his development. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's statement, which gives evidence that by submissive inquiry and prayer, even the Lord's associates can give their mercy, even though they may not be physically present to our eyes. But although they may not be physically present, certainly they're ready and they can take that initiative and bestow upon those who sincerely approach them a gift. And that gift also cannot be taken away. So we have hope. And there is other evidence which I could have read today. I won't. Maybe I'll read next time. But the evidence is that in Sankirtan and in chanting, it is a way to evoke that mercy, which in today's verse is evidence in itself sufficient, and in the commentary also. So that is my short talk for today, and we'll chant japa, and then I'll summarize very briefly my announcement at the end of today's session. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, Hari. I'm going to end here, but a short announcement. For some devotees, this may be relevant. I saw that Indu Lake an announcement that it is an auspicious day. It is the anniversary of the installation of Shri Shri Radha Gopi Vallabha. And certainly very auspicious. I thought it was this weekend, but I didn't know it was today. So certainly very auspicious for some of you, especially those of you who I see who are servants, they're servants at one time or another. Several of you, Dira Prabhu, definitely was their servant and hopefully still their servant. And Lakshmimoni, very much their servant. She served them in the Boston Temple very devotedly. And Rajalalana, I saw here, she also was rendering service to Radha Gopi Vallabha. And Nichalila, she's also their servant. And let's see who else. Maybe I'm sure I must be forgetting. Maybe Amala Ratna. I think Amala Ratna, she spent some time rendering service to Radha Gopi Vallabha. Nichamanjari, she spent some time in the temple rendering service to Radha Gopi Vallabha. Vrindavaneshri, is she online? I don't know. I didn't know if she's online. But she definitely did. Vrindavaneshri, rendering service to Radha Gopi Vallabha. And Dina Dayadri, she's rendering service to Radha Gopi Vallabha presently. And so it's definitely significant for many of you who are online. And those of you who have not rendered service to them in the Boston Temple, many of you, I'm sure, have seen pictures of them because they're manifest in many different places. And Radha Gopi Vallabha, I oftentimes remember one thing. There are many things about Radha Gopi Vallabha I can remember. But I definitely remember, I learned this right from the very beginning when I moved into the temple. And when Prabhupada did the installation, there were actually three sets of deities that Prabhupada had gotten. And they were all from the same Murtiwala, and brought them for installation. And they were Radha Madhava here in Mayapur. They were from the same Murtiwala and received the same time, I believe. And of course, they were worshipped for so many years when we used to come to Mayapur. It was Radha Madhava. Those deities were on the altar for many, many, many years. And we remember those times, those visits to Mayapur in the 70s, when Radha Madhava was there. Radha Gokulananda, who were in Berkeley, they're also taken from the same Murtiwala, and Radha Gopi Vallabha. Prabhupada installed them in 1971. So this is their 49th anniversary of their appearance in Boston. And next year, I'm sure there'll be a big gala. It'll be the 50th anniversary for the installation of Radha Gopi Vallabha. And thank you to all the devotees who've passed, present, and future, who become their servants. I could think of no greater fortune to have been, to be, or to become their servants. That's part of our prayer. As we said in the beginning, meditation on service, and we can hope and pray for mercy and for assistance from Radha Gopi Vallabha or from their eternal associates who may, in the form of their Siddha Sarira and eternally situated in the divine realm of Goloka, rendering service to the divine couple Radha Gopi Vallabha. And as we read from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that even there are some associates who are in their Saraka Sarira, like Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. They're also, that is their special eternal form as associates of Lord Chaitanya. But there are also associates in their Saraka Sivira who are watching over us now in their Siddha Sivira. And if we pray to them, certainly we can hope to someday achieve their mercy and their help to become servants of Radha Gopi Vallabha and whoever has captured your heart. And so therefore, at least I thought I should mention that this is a very auspicious day, because it is the day that, and I thank Induleka, who was also their servant, and rendered service by reminding us about this auspicious day. And if I forgot anybody, please forgive me. And there may be more of you there. I don't see everybody who's online at the moment. So we will, on Wednesday, will be mostly japa session for East Europe. And Saturday morning, there will be North American time. We'll have class and japa on Saturday, and on Sunday morning for East Europe, we'll have class and japa. I think I've covered everything. We can end. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sri Gaurava Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Hare Krishna.